You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's another Wednesday, it's another Executive Lounge, and this week we're chatting to the Managing Director of a company called Tuesday Consulting. They specialize in executive search. I'm joined on the line by the company's Managing Director, Wendy Spaulding, to take a look at this and get to know her a little bit better. Wendy, good evening. Thanks so much for taking the time. What does 25 years in executive search look like? I think it's a little more than 25.
Let's not add any more years. That's okay, Jimmy. Thank you for the invitation. I'm delighted to be chatting to you this evening. 25 years in executive search, gosh, that is a long time. What it does mean on the positive is that I have had the opportunity to work with some amazing people on that journey. I have worked with a variety of clients, obviously some amazing candidates. And the interesting thing is that many of those relationships exist today. So I've really got to know people over those 25 years, followed their careers, followed their journeys, and built some wonderful relationships.
Wendy, what would you say has been the most challenging part of working with executives, working with so many different personalities and so many different characters?
I think you've already hit the nail on the head. That is a challenge. We are not in the business of product. This is a service that we offer. And I think that it's not a product that you take off a shelf. Each individual is so unique. So yeah, working with executives can be incredibly challenging. They have very busy diaries. They have lots of priorities, numerous demands. And so sometimes just having the space and time to have the strategic conversation around executive hiring needs or executive as candidates is one of the challenging things. But to your point, they are personalities, they are individuals. If they're having a good day or a bad day, it often reflects on the work that we do, even a good month or a bad month. So yeah, I think the nuances around the fact that we are dealing with humans and not a product is the important message there.
Wendy, what's one philosophy you live by, whether it's a personal one, whether it's a professional one? What's the one thing that anchors you in how you approach your day-to-day?
It's a good question. And without wanting to sound too cliche, Tuesday Consulting's purpose is investing in people. And that is a concept that we've had in our business for many years now. And it's such an easy one for us that grounds me on a daily basis. I can think about how I start my day, about the work that I do, the meetings that I hold. It really begins with obviously investing in myself, because I am a person too, but it extends to the work that we do and the impact that we have.
Wendy, let's move a little away from work. Tell me about the 30% Club.
The 30% Club is a global initiative to ensure, support, and do research on women at board levels. So it was an initiative that started in the UK. It is now a global initiative with representative offices across the world. And we do a lot of research around how we track in terms of, are we able to get more women on boards? Is this a sustainable initiative? How do we change the gender narrative and ensure greater gender equity? So it's a really, really important initiative from a gender transformation perspective.
Wendy, what else is really important to you when it comes to the de-stressing and downtime? I mean, you're clearly focused on providing the best and exceptional service to your clients, but how do you stay rejuvenated and stay refreshed?
I try my best. It's not always my priority, unfortunately. So I do have to remind myself that balance is important. I really enjoy some physical activity. So I started my day this morning by going to a Pilates class early, and that was great. It was a great start to my day. I like to do a bit of meditation. I actually like to do meditative walks. So I walk quite regularly, and I have created the art of meditating whilst walking, and that is an amazing balancing act for me and creates some peace in my life. And then I really like to spend time with my family over meals, just chatting and engaging and connecting. And I am also, I'm afraid, like a lot of other people, love some downtime in front of Netflix or anything like that, just to disconnect from the day-to-day work.
What was the last Netflix series you binged, Wendy?
I am currently binging Only Murders in the Building. It's on Disney. And yeah, I wasn't sure in the beginning, but I'm now on season 3, so it must be good. Selena Gomez is in it. And in fact, Meryl Streep's also now in season 3. It's a lot of fun. It's got some twists and tales, and there's some really good humor in it.
When you're binging, what's the go-to snack or the go-to meal that goes perfectly with a good series?
Ah, now you're really asking me. I love a good pot of tea and a packet of biscuits, and I'm not going to tell you how many of those biscuits I eat whilst binging.
Those numbers are not important. We don't need such negativity. We're not discussing that at all. Wendy, when you think about your life and you reflect on all of your experience, is there something you perhaps regret not doing or something you'd want to do again?
I think there are actually two things. I wish I had traveled a lot more before I settled down to have a family. I did travel, but I think, you know, there's just so many amazing places to visit. I wished I had maybe thought about that a little bit more before having a family. And yeah, I think I wished I had saved a little bit more also earlier on in my career. I mean, I do have all the normal things that need to be in place, but I think the savings mentality was probably something that I caught onto in my late 20s. And I think that's something perhaps that I could have done differently.
Wendy, before I let you go, what would be the one thing that you would share with your family, that you'd share with your friends, or even with your colleagues, that they might not know about you or that they might be surprised to learn about you?
That's a very tricky question. Because I am quite an open person and I do share a lot. Possibly one thing, and I have to say my family do know about it, but a lot of my friends don't know about it, is that I took up oil painting a few years ago and actually have one or two pieces that I've produced. And yeah, that's just not something I talk about. I think it's a very personal journey. It's a very personal artistic journey. And maybe I should. Maybe I should sort of tell them about it and show them some of the work that I have produced.
A painter, a professional, a tea lover, and a Netflixer. That sounds very lovely. I think we'll leave it at that, Wendy. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. That's Wendy Spaulding, who is the Managing Director at Tuesday Consulting, joining me for this week's Executive Lounge.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.